The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
This is for what? Arresting me for what? I'm not allowed to stand up for myself? I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
Bradley Chubb was arrested yesterday for failure to appear warrant stemming from traffic infractions. He was charged May 6th for misdemeanor driving under restraint, also for having his license plate expired for 60 plus days. There's also a past speeding ticket in there as well. He was released, paid everything, all the fines and everything. I do not expect him to have to serve any jail time. We've seen many athletes get dinged for this as well. I think this is, when it comes to the status and his ability to play and play well on Sunday and this season, this has, well, really nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it. And here's the other thing. You want to talk about leadership? We always talk about leadership. If you're going to get arrested on Tuesday, your day off. I mean, that's leadership right there, Mike. That is just solid leadership. Like, hey, man, I might get arrested. I'm getting arrested on Tuesday.
You know what?
Right?
I'm sure Vic Fangio looked at it and said, hey, at least he's doing it today instead of, like, Thursday.
Yeah, could you imagine if you got arrested on Thursday and then you got to go through all the hoopla of that and you miss the big day of work and everything else? Nobody wants that. You're arrested on Tuesday. It's like, hey, I know the boys separated their tracers and were sitting together, but they were doing it on Tuesday, their day off. Right? Last year with the quarterback situation, do it on a Tuesday. It's all good. We move on. There's nothing to see here. Get off my lawn. It's easy. Come on.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I just think Teddy's obviously the quarterback of the team. He has good leadership qualities, got good people skills. I think guys kind of gravitate towards him, and I think that's reflective in him getting elected.
I love this. This is that breed. This is so good. This is...
It's Vic.
You know what? Of all our little theme musics, this one has grown on me more. Like, I still think Bednar with the Bond stuff is big.
Yeah.
But this one just fits.
More than Michael Malone?
Again. I love that one too, but it just has just grown on me like a fungus. I mean, you put that music on, you can think about Vic. You instantly get a visual of Vic in a sweatshirt looking like a gym teacher. Right? He just looks like the gym teacher you grew up with.
Don't worry, Bud Black. We haven't forgotten about you either.
No.
Hello, darkness.
Yes, that might be... We haven't talked about the Rockies a lot, but...
Broncos,
that might be the most apropos.
Broncos depth chart out for the start of the season. No real surprise. Bobby Massey won the right tackle position.
Okay.
Are they in good hands at right tackle? That has been a revolving door over the years.
How about new?
I think Bobby Massey can play if the game is called correctly. Now, if you're going to throw it 40 times a game, it's not going to work. I think Bobby Massey's struggles have to do more with the offense that he has been placed in and what they have asked him to do.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the bottom line to me as a coaching staff, it's not only your responsibility to attack somebody's weakness. I understand that. But... not at the expense of your own players. You have to mitigate your own issues. And I think that Bobby Massey's been placed on several teams in which he was exposed because he's got some, there's no question, we all have some weaknesses. It's hard. You throw it 40 times a game, whether it was in Chicago or what, if you do it here, yeah, he's going to break down.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Rippon's going to air it out downfield. One-on-one coverage, and this one is caught. And backing into the end zone is Jerry Jeudy with his first touchdown catch in his rookie season.
Wow. So NFL executives, scouts, coaches around the league, a handful, were asked to weigh in on who they think will win the major awards this year in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. MVP Josh Allen.
Okay.
The man who could have been a Bronco. As one texter said, don't see Josh Allen getting arrested. Listen. Is that the one that got away? Sure. But never, ever, ever, ever forget that the overwhelming majority of you would have been ecstatic if the Broncos had drafted Josh Rosen instead of Bradley Chubb. Okay? Every once in a while, I need to come along and be, you know, Captain Reality and pour all the cold water on all the fantasies and all the hindsight is 2020 people out there and remind everybody this is the way it actually went down. People were clamoring for Sam Darnold. People were clamoring for Josh Rosen. They were not clamoring for Josh Allen. Now, that said, good for Josh Allen. He does look like the leading candidate, doesn't he?
I don't know. Is Mahomes playing this year?
Showtime!
I mean, it speaks volumes to this team and, like, how much heart and determination that we have.
Phenomenal.
I mean, listen, if you want me to pick between Mahomes and Allen, I'll take Mahomes 100 out of 100 times in that contest.
I don't think the Chiefs are going to be bad this year. They're going to win 13 games, and they're going to win the division. It'll be one of the top two seeds in the AFC, but I pointed this out yesterday. Only two times in the history of the NFL has a team that lost in the Super Bowl got back to the Super Bowl the next year and won. It's only happened twice.
Okay.
I think that was a real beatdown in that Super Bowl. I just think it's going to be tough for the Chiefs to come back and do it a third straight time, getting back to the Super Bowl.
That's fine. You can think that. I mean, I think they've totally revamped their offensive line. I think, and I still think they just have weapons upon weapons, and Mahomes, like, if you're going to tell me I have to pick between Josh Allen and Mahomes, I'll take Mahomes every time. But that's me. You can take Allen if you want.
By the way,
D-Mac.
They voted the biggest breakout player of the year, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that bodes well for your steak dinner.
It does. That you'll probably get comped. By the way, one other story in the Morning Brew. Rockies lose again to the Giants.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you.
I flipped it on.
Wait for this to be over.
I flipped it on in the top of the second inning, and the next thing I know, Gigi's getting pulled, and I'm like, oof, not a good start.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. It is a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. We got a bunch of them lined up. Let's see if we can get Mark to admit those magical words. You're not wrong. That's whole milk. That's next.